Welcome to Intentional Talk. Well, I've been traveling this week. I went back home to see family and I saw friends. It brought back lots of memories, really seeing my high school, actually sleeping in my old room and looking through keepsakes that my parents, for some reason, have decided to keep. So I wasn't on a long flight to get home, but I got up early to get to the airport. And once I landed, it was just go, go, go. And this is one of those first trips where I felt like I needed something extra to keep me going. And it turned out that I have something new, and it's called Magic Mind. I had it in my carry-on. Magic Mind is a productivity shot that enhances focus and mental clarity. And although this was more of a leisure trip than business, Magic Mind really helped to unlock my thinking, and it helped me have a more steady, calm energy and remain engaged in conversations when I would have otherwise been tired or less sharp. And in fact, I was less stressed with Magic Mind. And if this is your first time hearing our episodes, or if you haven't taken advantage of our discount with Magic Mind, check out magicmind.com/TaylorLC to get 20% off. And you can stack another discount with code TaylorLC20 at checkout. And I'll also have this in the show notes. But I found that I had so much more mental clarity. I was so much more engaged in the conversation, and I didn't have to take a nap right away. Plus, I wasn't jittery either, because the people I was around, I wanted to be present, but I didn't want to be anxious or stressed out. And so Magic Mind was huge to help with that. Well, really, going back home, for any of us, I think, can bring up lots of memories, or at least it did for me. And for some reason, during this visit, I kept thinking about my hopes and dreams from when I first graduated from high school. I remember my excitement about leaving for college, all the things I hoped to do and become. I also remember thinking about the times during my high school years that I was actually living my best life, I thought. I was doing my favorite things. I had great friends. I was full of hope. And then you fast forward to college, and I pretty much felt the same way. Of course, I've had ups and downs and lots of sad times looking back, but I had some really high points. And so I looked at college and I started thinking about high school, and I'm like, you know, I remember thinking this was the best that I could imagine things being. Things were really good for me. And again, not a perfect time, but I felt like things were really good for me. Similarly, during one of my jobs, I traveled all the time and I got to see beautiful places around the world, and I had great coworkers, and I just felt like that was a great time as well. But, you know, do we ever consider that this is the best there is? Do we stop and think that, you know what, this is the best? This is all I can expect. I'm not going to hope for anything more because I've had some really good times, and all I'm going to do is rest on those past successes and the things that brought me joy in the past. Do we really think that there are greater things that we can expect? Do we live in a place of hope and remind ourselves that the best is yet to come? Speaking of which, how do you define best? Is it based on what an influencer or Fortune 500 leader may say is the best because of what they've accomplished? Does your past define success? I'll venture to say, as Christ followers, our best is yet to come. Now, it may look different than what we'd anticipated, but Scripture says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Wow. So that basically says all we have to do is call on the Lord. He'll answer. And we get a big bonus. He'll tell us great things and unsearchable things that we don't already know. I think that's incredible, because the things that I know and that I think of that have been great in my life, there's even better than that. The world and influencers and business leaders and authors and speakers will define great and good, and they'll make me think that that's actually the best that I could imagine. But this right here, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you. So that does mean we have a part in this, is that we do need to call on the Lord. He'll answer us. And he will tell us great and unsearchable things that we don't know. That leaves me hope. That leaves me anticipation that there are better things to come, that the best is yet to come. And even if it's not, I'm going to have hope in it, because who knows? It might be the trip that I took this past weekend, and I happened upon some things and some people and some experiences that were pretty darn good. It wasn't what I expected. Maybe by definition for some people, it might not have been their definition of best, but it was really good. And I'm certainly grateful for those times. A phenomenal leader explained to me recently that our good is nothing in comparison to God's great. He has so much better for us than we could ever imagine or ask or think. In an upcoming episode of Intentional Talk, we'll talk more about this. But in the meantime, I want to ask you, do you really believe that your best is yet to come? If not, why? Why not? Could you take 3 minutes and write down your dreams and believe that with God, all things are possible? Could you begin imagining great and unsearchable things in your life? Could you simply call on the Lord, wait for his answer, and hope in your best yet? Thanks for joining us. Learn more about Intentional Talk with Lisa Kay and Taylor at TV with TLC, and support Fellowship Power Lunch at fellowshippowerlunch.com.